This is VOA News, Fire a Modem, Tommy McNeil. Countries agreed early Sunday at the COP27 climate summit to set up a fund to help our countries being battered by climate disasters, but paused before backing a wider deal outlining global resolve. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
After tense negotiations that ran through the night, the Egyptian COP27 presidency released a text of the draft agreement and simultaneously called a plenary session to gavel it through as a final overarching agreement. The session approved the text provision to set up a loss and damage fund to help developing countries bear the immediate costs of climate-fueled events such as storms and floods. But immediately after, Switzerland called for a 30-minute suspension to allow time to study the new text. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned Saturday Russia's invasion of Ukraine offers a preview of a world where nuclear-armed countries could threaten other nations, and said Beijing, like Moscow, seeks a world where that might makes right. Austin made the remarks at the annual Halifax International Security Forum, which attracts defense and security officials from Western democracies. Austin dismissed Putin's claims that the modern Ukraine was entirely created by Russia, calling it a vision of a world in which autocrats decide which countries are real and which countries can actually be snuffed out. Again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin making that warning Saturday. Warning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, offering a preview of a world where nuclear-armed countries could threaten other nations. This is VOA News. Britain's prime minister has made a surprise visit to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Arriving at Ukraine's presidential palace, as snowflakes fell from above, the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak shook hands with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as they joked about the weather. In his first visit to Kyiv as Prime Minister, Sunak promised to send Ukraine more air defense technology, including well over 100 anti-aircraft guns. The $60 million air defense package comes as Russia has been pounding Ukraine's energy infrastructure. The barrage on key targets, including the power grid, has caused widespread blackouts for millions of Ukrainians amid freezing weather. Sunak praised Ukraine's strength in the face of Russian aggression.
The courage of the Ukrainian people is an inspiration to the world. In years to come, we will tell our grandchildren of your story.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Elon Musk has reinstated Donald Trump's account on Twitter, reserving a ban that has kept the former president off the social media site since a pro-Trump mob attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year. As Congress was poised to certify Joe Biden's election victory, Musk made the announcement after holding a poll that asked Twitter users to click yes or no on whether Trump's account would be reinstated. It's not clear whether Trump would actually return to Twitter. Trump has said in the past that he would not. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that Tesla is recalling certain newer model SUVs and sedans because of a taillight problem.
Tesla says it's a software glitch that can make taillights go off intermittently, increasing the risk of a collision. It was notified by customers and says it will release a software update online that will fix the problem. The recall affects certain 2023 Model 3 sedans and 2020 to 23 Model Y SUVs.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces report that Turkey launched airstrikes over several towns in northern Syria Saturday. Northern Iraq was also allegedly targeted. The airstrikes occurred a week after a bomb rocked a bustling avenue in the heart of Istanbul, killing 6 people, wounding over 80 others. Turkish authorities blamed the attack on the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, as well as Syrian Kurdish groups affiliated with it. The Kurdish militants group have, however, denied any involvement. More at VOAnews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.